And welcome back into part two of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for December 1993. I'm Fred Volby. To answer John Bowker's question from part one of the DX Audio Service, that station he's got the jingle from, I believe that's DZUW, Delta Zulu Uniform Whiskey, and I believe the station is in the Philippines. I've got some jingles from that station or that call sign from 1974. Maybe we'll share those on a future edition of the DX Audio Service. We're going to scramble up part two a little bit by doing our musings from members first on the DX Audio Service, and then we'll have Phil Wayne with a look at the market scope and, of course, historical moments in radio right now. It's time now for our Musings from Members column. These are the thoughts of the National Radio Club DX Audio Service members and do not necessarily reflect those of the editors, the publishers, or the National Radio Club Incorporated.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami. As of November 1st, 560 in Philadelphia has new call letters, WPHY, Papa Hotel Yankee, and a new format, Religion and Right-Wing Political Talk. OWFIL weeps. Also, Caribbean Christian Radio on 1020 from the island of Grand Turk is receivable here in Miami with English programming, and Radiovisión Cristiana is receivable from the island of South Caicos, which is near Grand Turk, on 535. They were on 530, they're now on 535 with Spanish Christian programming, relaying WWRV in New York.
Nancy Lynn calling on November 3rd from Philadelphia, PA, to let y'all know that there is a call letter and format change on 560. It was BEB AM. It is now WPHY, and they've gone to like a contemporary. No, I guess it's religious talk. I don't think they play any music. I don't know. I actually don't listen to them, but but it's a religious talk station as of Monday, the 1st of November. And Tim Hendel will be sending you an ID from them, a real live legal ID. Because he was here visiting me at the time, so he will be sending the ID along for John's use in the future. So that's it from Philadelphia, and bye for now.
Good afternoon, DX Audio Service subscribers. Paul Burkhardt from Watertown, Massachusetts. And this is November the 4th. It's 2:15 in the afternoon, almost. I want to tell all of you that there is, for those of you that are interested in having your GE Super Radios modified and really picked up, to contact David Jackway, J-A-C-K-W-A-Y, who is head of SCS Radio Technology at 5742 Fair Oak in Springfield, Missouri, 65810-1915. He has a toll-free number, which is 1-800-944-0630. And he's looking for customers. He's got at least a room full of super radios that he needs to be purchased. So anybody looking for a good technician to repair their GE Super Radio or anything like that, please get a hold of Mr. Jackway. I'm sure he would appreciate it. That is all for this month. Take care, everybody.
Hello, DXers. This is Victor Schmidt reporting from Silver Spring, Maryland. Today is November the 4th. First of all, I want to wish everybody a happy holiday season, especially Doug Hunsinger of Pittsburgh and Paul and Lucille Burkhardt of Watertown, Massachusetts. I have some items here. On the band scan, the station you guys were trying to figure out on 1030 is WNTL in Indian Head, Maryland. They have a bad habit of leaving their carrier on after sunset, and they're still doing it. Number two, I cannot get KDKA very well anymore because there is a Christian station broadcasting from somewhere in the Caribbean, and it does a number on KDKA. I am lucky to get them if the other station fades out, but the station in the Caribbean comes in and does a number on KDKA. Also, WEEP, I believe, 1080 in Pittsburgh. You're right, Doug. They do leave their transmitter running, especially on Friday and Saturday nights. And if anybody at WTIC wants to complain, be my guest. I agree with you, Doug. The FCC's got to do something to stop these stations from doing illegal things, such as staying on past sunset, not cutting power, etc. Again, everybody, have a happy holiday season.
Hi, Fred. This is Bob Rathbun from Lowell, Massachusetts, and a joyous Christmas to all the DX Audio Service subscribers, and a happy Hanukkah. Now, my question is something that John Bowker perhaps can answer, but maybe some of you DXers can too. I started DXing around the end of World War II, 1945. And I was going over in my mind recently the New York City network affiliates. At 660, there was WEAF, which later became WRCA, and then WNBC. That was NBC, of course. Then Mutual at 710 WOR still is. At 770, ABC was WJZ, New York, and later that became WABC. My question relates to 880, WCBS. Did that always bear those call letters? Somewhere in the back of my mind, it seems to me it might have been WABC in 1945 or so. So I'd appreciate someone clearing away some of those cobwebs for me. Thanks a lot, Fred.
Greetings, audio service members. Marty Rimpaugh here in Oakland. It's November 5th, Tatum O'Neill's birthday, no less, and a format change to celebrate. 860 KTRB, Modesto, California, used to be country. It's now Spanish. They're calling itself La Super Bay. And so that's Tatum O'Neill's birthday present, KTRB Modesto, changing format, now Spanish.
Greetings, DX Audio Service members. This is Johnny Ott, WA8WFH in Minneapolis. It is about 7:15 on Saturday night, November the 6th, and it's been about a year that I've been here in Minneapolis. Got a couple quickies for you. Number one, when I called last week and told about the KSJN marathon, I was kind of rushed. So let me make a correction here. The institution that was being raised funds for was the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. I don't know what I said originally, but it's the St. Paul's Chamber Orchestra. And they raised about $750,000, I do believe, through KSJN. Now, on the After Dark 3 series, you interviewed Jonathan Marks, and one of the things you asked him was what his other activities are, hobbies, interests, and so forth. What he did not mention, and I do not know why, and I don't know whether you caught it or not, apparently you didn't, Jonathan Marks is also known as G8WGN, Golf 8, Golf Whiskey November. That's right. He, too, is a licensed ham. And those of you that monitor things like Newsline, Westlink, whatever they call it now, and the rain service out of Chicago will recognize that call immediately. He does things with Dave Rosenthal and 6TST. The other thing, on KOB in Albuquerque, what some of you may know, especially if you've been attending NFB conventions, you know that there's an old boy out in Albuquerque by the name of Art Schreiber. Art Schreiber at one time owned or had something to do with KKOB, and he was also in with Hubbard Broadcasting. Art Schreiber was running for the mayor of Albuquerque in the elections just ended. I do not know how that turned out. Maybe somebody will find out and let us know. K Catch y'all later. Bye.
All right. Hello, DXers everywhere. This is Tom Jackson from Sycamore, Illinois. Old TJ here wanting to wish everyone out there super Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody. Happy holidays to everyone. I have a question before I get out of here. I've been listening to this new station in Chicago, AM 1000, and they call themselves WMVP. But when they do their station breaks and when they do their sign-off, they refer to themselves as the old WLUP. Can you explain that? And another question I have, the early days of Top 40 Radio, really not the early days, but in the 60s, before a station changed format, they would play a record over and over and over again for a few days or so. An example, when WGES changed to WYNR for about a week, they played a weird record over and over. When WVON 1450 moved in the 70s to 1390, they played two records over and over and over again. What's the reason behind that? Again, happy holidays to everyone. Thank you very much.
Well, Tom, the reason that they do something like that is just basically to have something on the air while they're in the midst of their format change. Usually they put something onto a tape cartridge, erase the cue tone, so it just keep repeating itself and just leave it on the air.
Hello, Fred, and everybody on the DX Audio Service. Dale Ham calling from Austin, Texas. I would like to report a call letter change on the Austin market on October 23rd, that weekend. KFGI, which broadcasts on 94.7 and simulcast over on 1370, dropped their simulcast and changed the call letters on the AM side to KJCE. And their format is classical Motown type music, and it's on 24 hours a day. So I'd pass that along to everybody and talk to you later. Bye.
Greg Jack, Olympia, Washington. KZOK is now simulcasting at 1590 from Seattle with its FM at, I believe, 102.5. Broadcasting a classic rock format. The AM was running the satellite Z-Rock format. Wanted to comment on your use of tone indexing. I think it's a great idea, but when I tried doing the cue and review with my APH recorder, it would work one direction going the cassette, but it wouldn't work the other direction very well. It tended to want to slow down and stop. But in regular fast forward or rewind, it would work okay in those modes. That's about it. Merry Christmas to everybody and Happy New Year from Olympia, Washington, and we'll see you later.
This is Johnny Ott at WA8WFH in Minneapolis, and it is 5:45 on Thursday, November 18th, 1993. And here's another little tidbit to fuel the flames of debate on the world's first radio station. You've heard of KDKA, WWJ, and all the rest. Well, here's one for you, and I just found this out, too. WCAL, the station of St. Olaf College in Northfield, Minnesota, is this month celebrating, so they say, their 75th anniversary. Apparently, they started in November of 1918. So, of course, they're doing all sorts of celebrating and commemorating and all that sort of thing to let people know that this is indeed their 75th birthday. I don't really know too much about how it started. I suspect any minute now they'll probably do some sort of a documentary or story of how it all came to be. But there's one for you. WCAL, St. Olaf College in Northfield, Minnesota, on the air since 1918, and they say the first ever listener-supported radio station, NPR or otherwise. So I give that to you for whatever it's worth. Talk at you later. Bye.
Hi, Jim Snowbarker here, with a cold. It's that time of year, folks. Two things I wanted to mention. First of all, WHO is carrying, 1040 from Des Moines is carrying old-time radio Monday through Friday nights, 9 till 10 p.m. Central Time. Also, last month, I announced two DX tests that did not occur. If you were looking for them, on Sunday morning, the 14th, WCAZ from Carthage, Illinois, and on Saturday morning, the, wouldn't that be the 20th? Yeah. KLTI from Macon, Missouri. Those tests did not occur. Owned by the same guy. Turns out that bankruptcy struck, and he went down. The Moberly, Missouri station went off the air because economic loss, because a lot of businesses in the area were out of business, and he lost his sponsors, so he ended up going off the air. And ended up turning the Carthage, Illinois station back to the previous owner, who was not the least bit interested in DX, so he declined to run the test. Such is the fate of those CPC tests. Talk to you later.
And those are our musings from the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. If you are a DX Audio Service member and would like to get your word on the line, so to speak, just give us a call 24 hours a day at area code 419-224-3916. And we'll hear from you. And again, we'd like to remind our DX Audio Service members that that is for musings only. If you have to contact us regarding your subscription or something which is not a muse, give us a call on our office number, which is area code 419-228-4199.
Hi, this is Tom Baudette from Manger 6. We know you've been traveling a lot this holiday season, and you've probably been told there's no room at the inn. Well, that's just not the case here at Manger 6. Why, for just 29 drachma, we'll put you up in a warm, comfortable stable with plenty of fresh milk for the newborn. There's even individual stalls for your mules, camels, or whatever you happen to be driving across the desert. And in case unexpected visitors decide to drop in on you, shepherds, wise men, holy ghosts, it's not a problem at Manger 6. There's plenty of frankincense and myrrh to go around. This is Tom Baudette from Manger 6 reminding you, there's always room at this inn. We'll even leave a star out for you.
NRC discount for conventioneers. Remember, why sleep 5 to 7 in a car when you can go at Manger 6? Crack Phil up on that one, I think.
You sure did. I wasn't ready for that.
I wasn't either. It's time now for a Market Scope on the DX Audio Service, and this is going to be the best and worst of radio, isn't it, Phil?
Yeah, we got some of the best and definitely got some of the worst here. We've heard from Tim Hendel down in Miami, who sent us a couple of things in, and Mark Marino sent us some stuff in from the West Coast, and Steve Bauer checked in from Wichita, Kansas with some good old air checks for us.
Okay, tell you what, let's just jump right into it. What do you got first on the list?
Well, Tim Hendel sent us a little bit of WXXI AM 1370 Rochester, New York, from a trip that he took up to New York State. Tim obviously is into computers, and he liked the computer show that they have going on there.
And welcome. Good afternoon. We are on Soundbites for Saturday, September 18th, 1993. I'm Bob Smith. With me in the studios, Nick Francesco and Dave Enright. And we are soon to be joined by MacMan Steve Ray as well, with Paul Casarino's Shareware Gems to share with you. So you definitely want to have your pencil and paper or your message pad ready later on this afternoon when we bring you that. Plus the latest in computing news and your telephone calls. Call in on this, your users group of the air at 716-263-WXXI, and your computing questions will be expertly answered. Lines are open now. We'll be getting to your calls in just a few minutes after we check the latest in computer news on this edition of Soundbites. And Apple Computer may be joining together for a new filmless electronic camera, and it could make its bow as soon as the November Comdex Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Nobody from either company is commenting officially, but the initial model, codenamed Venus, would reportedly list out at under $1,000 and possibly have a street price as low as $600. A higher resolution model at a little higher price, codenamed Mars, would come out next year. The camera would be able to transfer its images to photo CD by means of a competitive companion CD mastering system that can put both pictures and sound on a disc readable in a standard CD-ROM drive. That system could be available...
And Tim hopes his dial knob doesn't break while listening to this station, WASB in Brockport, New York. Check out this fine audio quality.
Listening to WASB, your Christian music station, right here in Brockport, New York, Greater Rochester. We'd appreciate hearing from you. If you jot down our address this evening, it is WASB Radio, Brockport, New York, 14420. Let us know about the programming that you're hearing day and night, and tell us if you enjoyed the Christian Music Network that we are joining in with. This is 1590 AM, your Christian music station, WASB.
Blow ye your horn in Zion.
This is your Christian music station, WASB 1590, right in the top of your radio dial. We appreciate you tuning in, and we'd love to hear from you. Write to us at WASB Radio, Brockport, New York, 14420. This is your Christian music station here in Brockport, Greater Rochester, WASB 1590 AM on the top of your radio dial.
Homeowners, how many times have you painted your house?
I don't know about you, Fred, but I can listen to that one all day.
I think they need new cart machines.
I think they need a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve Bauer sent us some tapes in from Wichita, some early stuff going back to the 1970s. And Steve, what's up first?
The first cut will be from probably 71, 72, in that era. And it was recorded off of KMUW at 89.1 FM at the Wichita State University.
That was Jungle Fever. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to break on out with a little Jackie Wilson. You got me walking. And talking, baby.
And here will be another announcer from that same radio station. And he was a basketball player, wasn't very good, but might give you something to use if you want.
Muggers, smuggers, and smoggers.
Reach out with T-E-P-B-B.
Johnny Taylor.
Live it like you wanna live it.
One more time for the soul philosopher.
Give it like you wanna give it.
And Big Fat Sally.
Love it like you wanna love it.
And that's what we want you to do tonight when you come to MetSac. Want you to bring your skates so you can check them out there. We're going to have contests, records to give away. You can skate into the wall, y'all. Do whatever you want. Come out and do your own thing. Johnny, oh, my man, Johnny Taylor. Let's go back, catch a few more bars of Johnny Taylor. He's going to tell you one more time about that woman with all that soul.
From 1970 off of KEYN FM, a guy by the name of Jack Diamond. One of the screamers, and he has a set of lungs and lets out a couple long screams that are pretty amazing.
Hey, Jack, is somebody at the front door?
See who it is, Gorilla.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah?
Hey, it's Count Dracula.
Tell him his Bloody Mary's ready, will you?
From the Rock of Wichita, the Jack Diamond Show.
Be the fine!
K-E-Y-N, Wichita!
Screaming here pretty quick, or else somebody's gonna think I rolled over and died.
Yeah, you did die.
Now, what do you mean?
You died from the neck up.
Oh, well, I had a pretty good idea a couple of years ago. Anyway, for the brand new LP by Elvis Cooper, the name of the song is called School's Out Again. What are gonna be
like this, man. Decreasing cloudiness and cooler for tonight. Partly cloudy, warmer Wednesday and again Wednesday night. Low down around 52. High tomorrow 77. Low tomorrow night 57. Hunts right now, partly cloudy skies, 57 degrees. Wichita, we have partly cloudy skies, 58 degrees. On my way to work tonight, I saw something I thought that was very strange. I was going down Douglas Street, you see, and I went directly past this plastic surgeon's office, and there was a sign up his door. It said, come in and pick your nose. What he meant, but
K-E-Y-N.
If you're gonna pick it, just pick it good there, will you? 12:25 nighttime at a big California Jack Diamond radio program at you and yours. This is Mel and Tim.
Western Union.
K-E-Y-N.
Do you realize I have not played one country song all night long? And I do kind of favor country music every now and then, so this is by Johnny Cash. I want to send this song out right now to everybody out there that eats Foley sausages. It's called That Big Ring of Fire. You get in the morning when you wake up.
Lord.
I can see where it really burns. That Johnny Cash year of 1921, I think. It really burns. Knock my singing. I got one thing to say right now. You think my singing's bad? You get five guys to sing just like me, and what do you end up with? A pile of crud, man. 1971 Silico Blast from the past. It changes gonna be through on my ever-loving mind, man. This is Buddy Miles on your body. Oh, rock and roll music, man. Just settle down and sing your song.
Well, my
Big Brother King just keeps on.
Hey, Fred, it sounds like a little bit like you when you were at KCBQ, right?
KCBQ, San Diego. I don't know if I could go back to those old days or not.
Not without serious damage to your throat, I think.
That's true, man.
Hey, Mark Marino sent us in this next tape, one of his favorite morning teams out in Southern California.
Oh, yes.
It's something kind of new and, well, why don't we just let you be the judge?
Okay. Prices and participation may vary. I'm Lynn Durling. We'll have another update in 10 minutes on 94.7 The Wave.
All right, at 8:15, we are Carrie and Cheryl on The Wave. Earlier, we got a fax.
Can you read the weather?
Sure. Oh, go ahead. Here. Want me to read it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I just know this is mid to upper 80s for the highs today. Sunshine, and watch out. We've got a wind advisory through early tonight with the Santa Ana winds blowing 35 miles per hour locally, with gusts up to 40 and 50 miles per hour.
No more fires.
Yeah, be fire safe.
Although this, I just want to read you what Paul handed me, talking about fires. In Camarillo, a manure dump in the Green Meadow fire perimeter erupted in flames before dawn.
Icky.
Sending 50-foot flames skyward, but caused little concern, except it probably smelled a little tasty. Just a little. Burning manure.
I don't want to be downwind of that.
Burning manure.
Well, I'll sing Matilda.
Oh, boy. There's no danger. It would burn itself up.
We got a fax earlier today from Steve, and he was really upset about our show. He said that we started out
cackling, whiny hens
who cover populist subjects. And then he went on to make some statements about drugs that really got me up in arms. Anyway, we got just a series, sort of a little litany of faxes. A lot of people say, you know, frankly, we think it's refreshing to sit around the kitchen and lament with others over the death of adolescence and other subjects.
I don't think they mean it's refreshing to lament over the death.
They meant on the radio.
It's refreshing to hear us on the radio. We lament over the death of
an adolescent.
Adolescent means we're sensitive.
And this person says it's about time two brilliant, witty women are in the morning. This one says, get these women on Sunday morning as they should be. relegate them to the weekend mornings.
He wants to get us on Sunday morning? Or
really? No,
put us on Sunday morning.
I think he means put us on Sunday morning. So thank you for all of your faxes, Harry. Thanks for yours. Let's see. Don't cackle about this guy, Steve. Don't bag on him.
Speaking of disasters, Mark Marino was very impressed with the way AM64 in Los Angeles, KFI, covered the recent fire tragedy out there.
It looked like the fire had gone from that area, but I think he was doing that just in case any of those embers started to flare up again. And you think, you know, all there is between that guy's memories of his home and his life is that garden hose, and that's pretty scary.
Wow, just amazing. Guys, you're in. Where are you now, by the way?
We're heading towards Van Nuys to refuel.
All right, you look.
When the pilot says refuel, we said go ahead.
You take his advice.
Yeah, and we're going to go over the Altadena fire during the 6 o'clock hour.
Okay, what we'll do is we'll take a break now. I mean, you look behind you, you can still see how you see smoke all over the place still?
Yeah, you do. He's looking south behind us.
Yeah, yeah. All right, guys, what we'll do is we'll take a break for Terry Ray Elmer in the KFI News Center, and then you go refuel, do what the pilot says, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to you and get your perspectives on what's happening at Pasadena and Altadena. I think we've all learned a lot today. It was interesting. We were all sitting around the hallway just talking about what it would be, and you can hear it. John and Ken have learned a lot today, and I guess we're the beneficiary. We're learning a little bit about that, too. All right, about a minute after 6 o'clock, KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Rushing you to work. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
So far, so good in downtown Laguna Beach. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Nolan, KFI in the sky on KFI Los Angeles. The new arm of the Laguna Beach fire has burned up and over the hill and is ever so slowly heading down toward the downtown area in Laguna Beach. But so far as we can see through the thick black smoke, none of the downtown structures have been touched. Meanwhile, behind that area, entire neighborhoods have been leveled. Now, on the north side of the fire, the original wing of the fire, it literally burned to the ocean. It is just a couple of feet away from a cliff that falls down to the Pacific Ocean. That is where the fire has come to an end. A little bit of a wall just kind of drifting very slowly to the north away from any structures and with nothing in its immediate path. Right now, the focus is on the downtown area at Laguna Beach.
And from the Market Scope, Whatever Happened To department, check out this.
Attention all members of the Daryl Gates fan club. We meet today in the third floor phone booth at City Hall. The Chief on KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
And this is the Chief. It is a terrible day all throughout Southern California. How could it be worse? The fires burning everywhere. The last count that I had, 17 different fires, and one burning in Ortega Canyon that we're not even sending any firefighters to because they're used up everywhere else. And there's 1,000 acres on fire in Ortega Canyon right now, posing a potential threat to that particular area. And well, it's just a terrible, terrible day. You turn on your television, you turn on your radio, and that's all you're hearing. And of course, at KFI, with our award-winning news people, I mean, they're all over Southern California, and they're reporting to you. And so this is a station to listen to get all of the updates on what's going on, no matter where you may live or that area that you are most interested in because of either your property or loved ones that may be affected by this terrible, terrible conflagration.
And probably for the worst air check we have, this is my pick.
Good morning to you. Good morning. We got 7:30 right now in northwestern Ohio and 46 degrees outside. Looking for card number 62129. That's 62129. If that is your card number, you best give me a call here at 445-9050. 12 minutes and 45 seconds into your Someone Special contest here for this morning. We're going to have a trivia question coming up very, very soon, so stay tuned.
I just couldn't resist that at all. That guy really sucks.
And if anyone hasn't caught on, that's me from, May of 1981.
The Dark Ages.
Yeah, that's the dark tapes. Elvis had his Elvis tapes. I have my Fred tapes. And I've got something here which I'd like to share with everyone. This is one of my favorite air checks. This comes from the biggest of all tens, WCFL. Let's give this one a listen.
Yeah.
for some snow likely tomorrow with a high of around 30. Low tomorrow night, around 25. Right now, downtown... No! Oh, yes, 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 yes. Downtown Marina, it is 30 degrees.
Solid gold.
Sensations.
Let me in. Yeah. Woo!
Right, Wimpy.
WCFNL, music and more time. 7 minutes past the hour, 10 o'clock.
I love you too. I'll kill you.
Ladies and gentlemen, home of the Dick Biondi radio program, where he was baking a pizza today and had this to say.
Fantastic.
Turned out well.
What a great actor.
I'm not acting, folks. B.B. King on the King Bee, and the thrill is G-O-N-E.
Holy mackerel.
Well, thank you, Fred. Thank you. It's been a lot of fun coming down here doing the Market Scope with you.
I'm glad to have you down here.
And we'll have to do it again sometime.
Very good. Hey, where can someone send a tape if they'd like to be a part of the Market Scope experience?
Well, if you're just waiting to deluge me with cassettes, I can be reached at 135 and a half Midland Avenue. That's in Findlay, spelled F-I-N-D-L-A-Y, Ohio, 45840-4642.
Okay, and who's up next?
Well, John Bowker's in next. There he is in the other studio. Hit his mic, Fred. See if he's ready.
Okay.
19, 18, 17.
You can always count on John!
13,
12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7.
You fake it from here.
Jen always did have trouble with those low numbers.
10 minutes it is.
Historical Moments in Radio, a collection of stories from the rich and exciting past on the AM radio dial. Hello again, I'm John Bowker, and today we're going to hear a little about call letters and a few details of how they're assigned. Now, some of this will be known to a few of you, I'm sure, but there will be portions that'll be new, I hope. Special thanks go to the inspiration for this column to Bill Hale, who sent me much of the information for the DX audio service. Now, no doubt there are thousands of radio enthusiasts who have deliberated as to why call letters are assigned to radio stations, especially broadcasting stations, and as to what significance there is in the different groups of these letters. Well, in the early days of radio, or wireless, as the science of communications was called at one time, there was not very much system in the use of the calls for station identification. But in order to track down cases of interference, it was decided in 1908 at the Berlin-Germany International Conference that all stations should henceforth identify themselves regularly, and a set of call letters were assigned to each country. The United States was allocated the letters K, N, and W. And it was understood that one of these letters would be the first of the identifying letters used by each station in its identifying station break. The radio division of the United States Department of Commerce then decided to assign the letter K to all stations on the Pacific coast and to ships plying the waters of the Atlantic Ocean and the Gulf of Mexico. The letter W would be used for ships in the Pacific Ocean and in the Great Lakes, and for land stations along the Atlantic and Gulf coasts. N calls were to be used for government stations. Now, this would have worked fine, but then the Panama Canal opened and K ships wound up in the Atlantic, and later on, W calls from the Great Lakes could sail to Seattle if they wanted. So this allocation scheme broke down, and U.S. ships can now be assigned to any call starting with W or K. Now, in 1917, when we entered World War I, the combinations of three-letter calls were exhausted. Simple arithmetic shows that for stations starting with a W or a K, there are only 1,352 possible combinations, so it was necessary to add a fourth letter to U.S. calls. This meant there could be just over 35,000 stations individually identified in this country, and if needed, call signs starting with N, and later starting with the letter A, could be added. Not only that, but at the 1927 International Conference held in Washington, the United States was allocated the prefixes KA, KB, and KC that had been withheld previously by the agreement in Berlin in 1908. Now, shortly after broadcasting started, the idea of giving calls to broadcasting stations that would have some special significance was conceived. Some examples of this were in Washington, where the Radio Corporation of America requested the obvious WRC. And in Chicago, the Tribune newspaper was calling itself the world's greatest newspaper, so its broadcast station was given WGN. WCCO stands for the Washburn Crosley Company. And WJJD's call in Chicago formed the initials of its owner, James J. Davis, the director of the Loyal Order of Moose, by the way. Oh, and a former Secretary of Labor and Senator from Pennsylvania. And in New Jersey, WGP was an early call of a broadcaster in the world's greatest playground. But meantime, outside the broadcast arena, the United States Secret Service was being assigned call letters for its walkie-talkie system and radio system throughout the United States and even overseas. Now, the Secret Service would be assigned 6-letter calls for their use, and by the luck of the draw, the Secret Service was assigned the 3-letter prefix KGB, the initials of the notorious Soviet secret police. And do you remember back to November 1946? Up until then, the flagship station in New York City of the Columbia Broadcasting System was WABC. The American Broadcasting Company station was called WJZ, a call sign that later migrated to Baltimore. Oh, yeah. There are a million such stories, and we'll tell you more on another occasion. For Historical Moments in Radio, this is John Bowker.
We'd like to hear from you with some comments about historical moments in radio. Just jot them down on a card or a letter and send them to us here at the DX Audio Service. John Bowker, care of the DX Audio Service, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio 45802-5031. Let's check some of our news and notes from around club circles. First of all, on publications, NRD Notes is a new publication for Japan Radio Company receiver users. The price for the first newsletter is US $1 or $2 Canadian. Contact Bill Carney, Carney, at Post Office Box 605, Bay City, Michigan, 48707-0605, and make checks payable to Bill Carney. Dr. David A. Grubbs, N4EF, invites all DXers to join the Central Florida Listeners Group Net each Sunday at 8 p.m. on a wide coverage ham repeater on 14673. Non-hams may join in by telephone gateway by calling area code 407-273-5088, or they may leave access via their computer BBS, the Laser BBS, at 407-647-0031. Join in on the conference. Just out from Grove Publications is the 1994 Guide to Shortwave Programs by Canon Shanmugam. And I'm going to spell that last name for you. It's S-H-A-N-M-U-G-A-M. This year's edition provides information on more than 22,000 programs in English from 117 stations, a separate section listing DX programs for shortwave listeners, and a companion section of frequency information. Program information is listed in chronological order starting at 0000 UTC. You can order BOK-43 for just $16 from Grove Enterprises, 300 South Highway 64 West, Brasstown, North Carolina 28902, or by calling 800-438-8155 and use your plastic. Another book from Grove is a bit on the fringe of DXing, Traffic Radar Handbook by Donald Sawick. It explains every kind of traffic speed measuring system in use, along with scientific proof of errors and misreadings which commonly occur, plus how to fight a traffic ticket in court. Laser Radar, Biological Effects of Radar Beams, Radar Countermeasures, and a whole lot more. Order BOK-75 at $14.95 from Grove Enterprises. Well, right now, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's check out on some historical moments in the club.
50 years ago, from the November 6, 1943 DX News, Larry Yarns, Wasco, California, reported that Japanese, Chinese, and Aussie stations were beginning to come in fairly well. He also reported hearing a Russian on 880 kilocycles.
From 25 years ago, from the November 9, 1964 DX News, even though the proposed National Radio Club and International Radio Club of America merger did not go through, International Radio Club, the Newark News Radio Club, and the National Radio Club were still exchanging DX tips and CPC information.
10 years ago, from the November 7th, 1983 DX News, the NRC reprint list was included as a separate section of the bulletin. The Association of North American Radio Clubs was offering Computer DX programs for such computers as the Commodore VIC-20 and 64, the Timex Sinclair, the Apple, and those using Microsoft Basic.
And that's the news. Well, that's about all the time we have for this edition of the DX Audio Service, and we got to cut and run. I'd like to thank Phil Wayne for being in the studio, helping me put together the DX Audio Service on this edition. Quick reminder to all our members, be sure not to indulge too much over the holiday season, because we want you back on the next edition of the DX Audio Service, as always. And don't forget, if you have any corrections or changes to be made to your address label, be sure to send them to us here at the DX Audio Service, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. That's it. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and see you next year on the DX Audio Service.
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.